or RadioSaintPete.com, I'm Joe Bordeaux. Their mission is to provide new and quality used clothing to low-income or in-crisis school-age children in Pinellas County and provide that clothing free of charge. Our RadioSaintPete.com nonprofit spotlight shines on Clothes to Kids. Their motto is Clothe a Child and Change a Life. For Clothes to Kids, here's Jennifer Jacobs.
Our girls section, boys section, young men, young women, dressing room, shoe department, uniform section. So yes, it looks just like a regular storefront.
Mm-hmm. And there are two stores, one in Clearwater and one in St. Pete?
That is correct. Our Clearwater store is located on 1059 North Hercules Avenue. And our St. Pete store is located on 3251 3rd Avenue North, Suite 145.
Okay, well, let's talk about the history of this organization. How long have you folks been trying to do this good work?
Yeah, we were actually founded by two local Clearwater residents, Jody Frisbee I, as well as Marie Bouchard McClung, in 2002. They opened up a little storefront in Dunedin. And since that day, we have provided more than 83,000 wardrobes for children in our community.
Okay, where did the clothes come from?
Well, that is the great question there, Joe. The clothes come from our community. The only thing that we buy here at Clothes to Kids is underwear and socks, because the underwear and socks have to be new. And each child that shops at Clothes to Kids gets 5 new pairs of underwear and 5 new pairs of socks. So like I said, those are the only things we buy. So everything else that the child gets, whether it's their shoes, each child gets a pair of shoes, 4 bottoms, 5 tops. If the girl is in the bra-wearing age, she can also get up to 2 bras. And then jackets when we're in season. So all of those other pieces, besides the socks and underwear, we get from the community by clothing drives.
I see. How are those conducted and when?
Yeah, well, those are collected all... We try to have clothing drives all throughout the year, and anybody can have a clothing drive, or it can just be you go into your closet and say, hey, I'm not wearing this and I'm not wearing that, and you bring it to our store. So you don't have to have a clothing drive. You can just clean out your closet.
How do you get the word out to the families and children of this?
Well, we get the families that shop with us.
Yes.
We get the word out through them because the kids that are eligible to shop here at Clothes to Kids are eligible for free and reduced lunch. And so when they get their free and reduced lunch letter at the beginning of school, or they can request that letter during the year, they are eligible to shop at Clothes to Kids, and they can come up to twice in a calendar year. And so that's how we get to them. And we also help students that are in crisis as well, whether they are, fire, flood victims, emergency crisis situations where they need to come in immediately. We also help those families as well.
Well, that's terrific. How about a need for volunteers? Do you use volunteers in the store?
We do use volunteers. We use about 1,600 hours a month between our two stores. We have youth volunteers that come in the afternoons that help fulfill their, or they do fulfill their bright futures, things of that nature. And then we have a morning shift, which is our adult volunteers.
Do you need donations in addition to donations of clothes?
Do we need donations in addition to donations of clothes? Absolutely. We can always, it costs us about $50 per child to clothe these children for a week. So when you think about that, and for those of you that are out there listening today and you think about buying your kids clothes for 1 week of school, $50 is a pretty good bargain.
Indeed. Well, you contacted us, actually, to let us know about a specific need that you had for clothing right at this moment.
We sure did, because Clothes to Kids has a critical need for boys and girls' pants, sizes 6 to 16 right now. We need pants and we need shorts. Our rags are just really chronically low at the moment. And so if you have boys and girls in your households right now, please donate girls' and boys' pants sizes 6 to 16. That is what we need.
Wow, that's terrific, and it's good to learn about clothes to kids. What's the best way for folks to find out more information in addition to what they may have heard today?
Yeah, for more information about our mission or about our programs or the things that we accept, please visit our website at www.clothestokids.org.
Terrific. Jennifer Jacobs, Clothes to Kids. Clothestokids.org is where to find out the additional information. And the organization says, clothe a child and change a life. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
If you would like your nonprofit organization featured on RadioSt.Pete.com free of charge, just contact us by clicking on the Contact Us button at the top of our RadioSt.Pete.com website. For Radio St. Pete, the Nonprofit Spotlight, I'm Joe Bordeaux.